Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine. It's Macca and Tass, and we're in the middle of our candidate interviews for the coming local elections. Macca.
We are, and all candidates get asked the same question. They get 90 seconds to answer. They also get 90 seconds at the end to make their final pledge. Again, I want to acknowledge the Victorian Pride Lobby for doing the Rainbow Votes website. It actually gives us all an insight into pretty much every council candidate across Victoria. I think that's really important. Never been done before. Really important work. Well done, guys. Really, really important. We could have done if we did every candidate, we'd be here till Christmas.
Yeah, but we're not.
We did a random selection and we actually chose LGBTQIA+ candidates, not existing councillors standing for re-election.
Who have signed the Rainbow Pledge.
Who have signed the Rainbow Pledge. And as I said, if we did every LGBTQIA+ candidate, all those that had signed the Rainbow Pledge, we'd have an embarrassment of riches because there are so many. So we did have to choose.
So our next candidate is from Stonington, standing for one of the wards in Stonington, and it's Alexander Taylor. Good morning to you, Alexander.
Good morning. How are you both?
Very well, thank you.
I'm very well, thank you. So, Alexander, as I said, you get 90 seconds to answer. I encourage you to use that time if you can, but don't worry if you can't. It's fine. We keep a note of it. So, Alexander, as an LGBTQIA+ person, what obstacles or barriers, if any, do you anticipate to your ability to contribute to council decisions?
Okay, I'd like to answer in two quick answers. First of all, I'm an Aboriginal man, so I want to pay my respects to the Stonington area, the Kulin Nation. I pay my respects to past, present and emerging elders. I also pay my respects to the ancestors for allowing me to live upon the land and move peacefully through them. My answer to that question is I'm very, very, very lucky. There's a lot of diversity already in Stonington. There is the mayor, the current or recent mayor, is an openly gay councillor, so that's already paving the way, so I shouldn't see... Well, there's no obstacle, really, to be honest with you. And also, diversity-wise, I will be the first Aboriginal councillor elected to the council as well as being openly gay. So I don't see any obstacles and I'm very much looking forward to working with all the councillors on the council.
Great. There we go. So, Alexander, we've noticed that you've signed the Rainbow Pledge. Should you get elected to council, how will you deliver on your commitment to the pledge, and especially if you are the only queer councillor? Let's say that Stephanopoulos doesn't get re-elected. You're the only one. How will you go about delivering on this?
Okay, so going about... Well, look, Stonington is a very diverse community, and I would work actively with the CEO and all the other councillors, and I would advocate to them about all the importance of each part of the pledge. Certainly the first part, the tick, is going to be extremely hard because that's something that does take a little bit of extra time and energy, and it does take time. However, the pride flag, marching of the pride march, also having the... what was the other one? I've just got to bring that up. The advisory committee, which is also an important part, I would probably move in my first 30 days to set up the advisory committee. And, I mean, it will be challenging, but it's just about advocating for the diversity and educating all the other councillors about the importance of the pledges. And that's my answer.
Thank you.
Now, probably following on from that, Alexander, is that it's a similar question, but, you know, should you be elected as a councillor of our community, what can our community expect from you?
Well, a few things. I would very much like to promote diversity, safety and inclusion. So advocating on behalf of all of the community, and that includes, youth services and certainly aged care and community services being an important part. But mostly making sure that I advocate for everyone in the community and also bringing kindness and consideration and making sure I consult on all the issues that affect all of the community and being able to help them resolve any issues that do come up. And that's all very important for me.
Okay, that's good. Now, Tass, you've got the next question.
Thank you, Macca. Alexander, can you promise and do you commit to our community that you will actively oppose any council policies and programs which discriminate against LGBTIQA plus people? And how will you go about doing this?
Well, I can certainly commit to that. Look, there is still discrimination around in this day and age. You know, at 43 years old, I think I've seen pretty much most of it, if not all of it. And to be honest with you, I think it's just really about encouraging inclusivity. And I just want to work with all of the councillors in the council, again, the CEO, trying to advocate and ensure that I'm speaking for the community. So I would consult and get feedback on the different areas, you know, that are affecting them. And if there was a motion before the council, like, how would this affect them? And I would try and advocate as much as I could. Look, I do know already there's probably one or two councillors you might have an uphill battle with that have very conservative views, but I would work on them and work with them and educate them about the importance of non-discrimination. We do have laws in this country, and it's about making sure that everybody's treated with kindness, dignity and respect, and it should be afforded to everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alexander. Now, finally, Alexander, I'm going to give you 90 seconds to make your final pitch to voters. It's North Ward, isn't it, in Stonington?
Yes, it's North Ward,
okay.
Stonington, which takes...
Now, go on.
Sorry. So that takes in South Yarra to Rackham Keyong.
Cool. Uh-huh. What I encourage, Alexander, is in this 90 seconds, talk about issues that perhaps you haven't touched on before, remembering, you know, people are listening. There's more than likely voters in that ward that haven't made their decision yet. So I encourage you to perhaps cover off issues that you may not have. You've got 90 seconds. Go for it.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. And I will be an advocate for all ratepayers, residents and business owners in the North Ward of the Stonington Council area. I will listen to and consult on all local government issues and matters, and I'll make sure that I resolve those issues in a timely manner. Now, for me, my priorities include heritage, art, culture, aged care and community services, youth services, Indigenous services, and also all the others, including, you know, your rates, your parking, consulting on developing, and, of course, most importantly, the issues for the community to make sure that I'm taking care of everybody. I'm looking forward to being elected, and it should be a very interesting race.
Thank you very much, Alexander. Best wishes with your election campaign.
And look, I just want to say thank you for making your time available. Thank you for putting yourself forward to election to local council. It's it's an interesting experience, I'm sure. I hope that should you be elected, we get to speak to you again after the election, probably after you take your virtual seat. We wish you well.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to speaking to you again.
Yeah, best wishes, Alexander.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right.
Thank you.
Now, Tass, that finalises our other council.
It certainly does.
But we've had some emails and some messages.
And I think we need to do some reflections, Matt.
Yeah, and I actually want to... one has that I'd mentioned earlier, quite a bit earlier in the show, that one of the council candidates in the city of Melbourne, Beverly Pinder,
yes,
had not signed the Rainbow Pledge.
Have they signed it now?
Well, they've now, and what they've done is that it says this candidate, so this is an update, has
this candidate was part of Aaron Wood's ticket?
Yeah, this candidate has partially pledged to supporting the priorities of LGBTQIA plus people. So Beverly Pinder is in that category, as is only one other councillor, Dashi Zhang. And the notation against, and this is the Rainbow Votes, is voters should consider this candidate's history with LGBTQIA plus issues as part of making an informed decision. And I encourage voters, you know, contact that candidate.
Yes.
And ask them, right, it's your vote. It's not my vote. It's not TASS's vote. It's your vote. And also Dashi Zhang, ask why there's that qualification. Someone asked me, how would you explain when you do the candidates interviews? You know, we've done two lots of Lord Mayor candidate interviews and also local candidate interviews. It's a bit naughty. I said, well, it's actually a combination of delusions of adequacy meet delusions of grandeur and somewhere in between.
I won't ask you to name who.
Is that a bit naughty?
Which category? It's extremely naughty, Macca.
Is it? Oh, I
think extreme. I thought today was really interesting.
I thought it was pretty tame, actually.
I thought today was very interesting.
It was,
and I've got some reflections I'd like to share. Mm-hmm. If that's all right,
go for it.
They're all very different. We randomly picked them, as we've said. In that group, we had a woman, we had a person of colour. And we had a person who identified as Aboriginal.
I think two. Oh, no, one of
one.
Couple, sorry, one
yeah.
of Aboriginal. Yes.
Yep, yep. So I thought that was interesting. What I thought was also interesting was that only three of our candidates mentioned issues related to trans people.
Yep.
I thought there was a candidate who talked about their own personal experience, mm-hmm. and referencing that to inform their policy decisions. Only one talked about passive discrimination. I thought that was very interesting,
yeah.
very insightful, actually.
Yeah.
Of course, there were some people who thought there were no obstacles to their ability to participate. There was also one that said they couldn't think of any examples where there was discrimination, which I thought was really interesting. Ask an intersex person that or ask a trans person that. A number of candidates said there was still a lot of work to do. And there were three candidates who talked about the importance and the value of using evidence to help shape policy decisions.
What an interesting thing, evidence-based policy.
You know, TASS. I like that, Macca.
Oh, TASS. You know, TASS really gets off on that, listeners. Like, seriously? You know, his mind just explodes.
Perhaps I should have been a scientist.
Perhaps you should have. Yeah, mad scientist.
Hey, thanks to all the candidates. We wish them the best. That was very insightful and hopefully... any candidate out there who hasn't quite yet finalised their decisions that sits in any of those electorates will actually...
Any voter, not any
candidate. Voter, yeah. Of course. It helps to shape their
yeah.
decision.
So, again, I want to say thank you to Victorian Pride Lobby. Huge piece of work. Really valuable guys.
Excellent piece of work.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.